In the aftermath of the BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico last year, President Obama convened a panel to investigate the circumstances that led up to that spill. That panel has released its findings and is calling on the administration, Congress, and the oil industry to do more to prevent another disaster. Joining us now with more information on the findings and on what it will mean for government regulation, panel co-chair, former Senator Bob Graham. Senator Graham, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much, Amy.
So your recommendations, let's start with those. Any bottom line piece of advice or words of wisdom that come from this panel?
There had been what we call a culture of complacency relative to safety in this industry. The United States, compared to other major oil extraction areas of the world, particularly the North Sea, has had a rather dismal record of both fatalities and accidents on its rigs. We think the United States ought to move to a world-class standard, have made a number of suggestions, including that the industry itself, like the nuclear power industry, should set up some internal organizations which monitor the safety of its membership. We also are recommending a substantial change in the Department of Interior, a change which has already been started under President Obama, but which would give greater independence to the safety function, greater emphasis on the competence of the regulators, on the support training that they receive. We also have recommended that there be much greater attention to response in the event that there is an accident, so it will not become another Deepwater Horizon.
Well, I wanted to ask you about this statement very early in the report. The team did not identify any single action or inaction that caused the accident, rather a complex and interlinked series of mechanical failures, human judgments, engineering design, operational implementation, so forth, came together to cause this. So is this a systemic industry problem or just a BP isolated problem?
Well, we call it a systemic industry problem for a couple of reasons. One, this particular accident, while BP may have been the primary force, there were a couple of other companies, the owner of the rig itself, Transocean, and the company responsible for pouring the cement, which may have been the single event that was the most contributory towards this tragedy, and that was Halliburton. So we see this as being indicative of not just one rogue company, but this culture of safety complacency. We also saw an industry that once the accident occurred was very ill prepared as an industry to respond and contain this, again justifying the use of the word systemic.
So what is going to happen then? You had talked about how the Department of the Interior is already seeing some changes coming from this and throughout the Obama administration. What more can be done beyond, you know, breaking them up into the different bureaus, that sort of thing?
Well, we've recommended that there be a secure source of funding for this regulatory function, that there be a much greater emphasis on the competence of the people who are going to be doing the regulation, their ability both at the time that the leases are being granted so that there's an adequate science-based evaluation of what are the risks involved in drilling on this particular part of the Gulf of Mexico. Those are some of the recommendations to the Department of Interior, which we think will substantially improve its ability to contribute to a safer oil and gas industry.
And, Senator, there have been very few actual blowouts like this in the Gulf, but is the feeling of the commission that this was just the beginning of what could be a series of types of events like this?
Well, what's happened over the last 20 years is the industry has moved from the shallow water of less than 1,000 feet out to deeper and deeper areas. This particular well was being drilled at 18,000 feet below the water surface when it blew out. We think it's inherently more risky to be operating in those distant and high-pressured areas, and therefore whatever the record has been in the past is not necessarily indicative of what it's going to be in the future, as a larger percentage of the drilling is in these areas. And then, as I said earlier, our safety record, number of fatalities per hours worked, number of accidents, is significantly less than the safety record of the Europeans, Norway, and UK, particularly in the North Sea.
When you mentioned the secure source of funding, I also wonder, does that relate to the Coast Guard, money for ships to better respond to oil spills, or is the secure source of funding specifically for that bureau?
I think it is for all of the federal agencies that have a role in regulating and responding to activities in the offshore area. I've been very interested in using the leases as a means of getting that regular and secure source of funding. There are many, in fact, almost all of the regulated industries in the United States pay the cost of their own regulation, and I think the oil and gas industry should do the same, and that one of the ways to assure that it is that it's there is to have it as a provision in the lease, so that when the company takes the lease, and which gives them the opportunity to drill, they also understand they're accepting a responsibility to pay the cost for their regulation.
We're speaking with former Senator Bob Graham, co-chair of the President's Oil Spill Commission. And I wanted to ask you about another regulatory agency and whether this, do you believe, could serve as a model for the new setup, the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, and that's the FAA, a big agency, a big industry with an exemplary safety record. Is there something about that model that could be applied to this area of commerce?
Yes, the commercial aviation, along with nuclear power and chemicals, are three examples of industries which have come together for their own self-interest and benefit and set high standards of safety, what is the state of the art, and then enforce those standards and communicated those standards. We think it has contributed substantially to the commercial aviation industry, which I was surprised to learn as recently as in the 1950s, a very big percentage of Americans refused to fly on planes because they didn't think they were safe. Today, flying on a plane is almost like driving on a bus, in terms of people's sense of its safety. So, yes, I think there are examples of other high-risk industry which have taken the responsibility to set higher standards and have effectively done it. It's interesting that in most of those instances, they were in the aftermath of a disaster that was similar in scale to Deepwater Horizon. In the case of the chemical industry, it was Bhopal in India. In the case of nuclear power, it was Three Mile Island in Pennsylvania.